Shalom to all. Today's office Chulin Daf Gimel, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Abai Yomar. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Memsar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we continue discussing the Mishnah, and as we spoke about extensively yesterday, there seems to be four parts to the Mishnah that need explanation. First, the Mishnah begins Hakol Shoychdin. Everyone's allowed to shecht, and that's Mashma Lechatchila, that there's a certain person whom we're referring to that's allowed to shecht. But then right away the Mishnah says Ushchitas and Ksheira, that their shechita is kosher. Mashma that it's only kosher b'diavad. So what's that referring to? Then the Mishnah tells us Chutz B'Chareshet V'Katan that a Chareshet Katan are not allowed to shecht. Maybe they're going to ruin it. Then the fourth part of the Mishnah tells us v'kulin sheshachtu achirin ro'enosan shechitas and ksheira, that all of these, whoever these are referring to, if they shecht and other people are watching them, their shechitas kosher. So that also has to be referring to someone in particular. Who's that talking about? Now we already had one explanation that was from Rabbi Bar Ula. In short, he has said that at the beginning of the Mishnah hakol shechtin is including that a tamei person is allowed to shecht chulin. They're specifically talking about chulin hanasa al taharas hakodesh that is being treated like kodshim, even though it's not actually kodshim. It has that status, and the chiddush is that a person who's tamei is lechatchila allowed to shecht this. Then, when the Mishnah said ushchitas and ksheira, that's referring to this very same tamei person. If he had shechted kodshim when he was tamei, some b'diavad it's kosher, as long as he could tell us with certainty that he didn't touch the meat after he had shechted it. Then, when the Mishnah tells us about a chershad and katan, that's teaching that even b'diavad if they shechted it, it's not kosher because maybe they were either shehiya, dras, or chalada, which are three of the psulim b'shchita. And lastly, when it says oimer al gabov, that if somebody's watching him, it's okay. That refers to the earlier case of a tamei shechted kachim, and he's not here anymore to tell us whether or not he touched it. That's why we have to have the oimer al gabav. If there's someone watching him, so then it's okay. The Gemara then asked on this case of a tamei person shechting kachim, why do we have to have this at all in our Mishnah if there's a Mishnah Maseches Vachim that tells us that very same thing? And there's two different answers. Either that ours is the main halacha, and that one in Maseches Vachim was just brought as an aside, or it's the other way around, that the one in Zvachim is the main din, ours was just brought as an aside. And all these different details we just mentioned are extremely important for the Gemara today, especially all the way at the end when we're going to have a synopsis of all the shitas that we're going to see. So shita number two, I've had to explain the Mishnah as follows. Abaye or Abaye says, "Hachi k'tani," this is what the Mishnah is teaching. "Hakol shoychten l'chadchil everyone's allowed to shecht," meaning what? "Vafilu kusi," even a kusi. Who's a kusi? So the kusim were a group living in Eretz Yisrael who became gerim because they were being attacked by lions, but still continued to act as non-Jews. So we have an argument throughout Shas to what extent we trust their gerus, with some holding their geri arayos, they just became gerim because of the lions, and therefore they're not real gerim at all. However, Abaye is going according to the shita that they are valid gerim. Now they're still not trustworthy with many things. Nonetheless, the things that they are careful about, we could trust them. One of those is shechita. So that's what Hakol Shechtin is referring to, that a kusi is allowed to shecht. Now, by medrum rum, what's that referring to? Kshesrol amir al gabov, when there's a yid watching him. But if the yid's going in and out and he's not standing there the whole time, the kusi's not allowed to shecht. Here's the b'diavad part. V'im shachat, if the kusi did shecht when the yid was going in and out, so then what do we do? The yid cuts off a kazayis of meat and gives it to the kusi. If the kusi eats from it, so you're allowed to eat from shechita, because then we know it's a kasher shechita. As we said before, the kusim are very careful about shechita. However, if the kusi doesn't eat from his own shechita, so then you're not allowed to eat from shechita. So that explains the first two parts of the Mishnah. Then when the Mishnah says, that's excluding chershet and a katan shechita, that fil di'evin nami loy, even if they shecht b'di'evin, it's possible. Why is that? Shem yishu, shem yidrusu, shem yachlidu, maybe they were over shehiya, dras, or chalada. Now we're on to the fourth part of the Mishnah, which is going to be the challenge. When it says v'kulin sheshachtu, all these are they shechted. If somebody was watching them, it's kosher. What's that referring to? Ilim acharshet v'katan. If you want to say it's going on acharshet v'katan, and pay attention to these words of the Gemara, because we're going to have them in a few more times. That can't be because alakai, it's going on that. Meaning these words v'kulin sheshachtu, if they're going on acharshet v'katan, that means they're going on the words that immediately precede them, because we were just talking about acharshet v'katan, and therefore the wrong words are used. V'im shachtu mibayalei, and if they shechted, that's what should be used. In other words, when the Mishnah is talking about acharshet v'katan, and then right afterwards it says v'kulin sheshachtu, if those two statements are connected with each other, then why use the word v'kulon and all of them? That's mashmur. They're talking about not just chershet v'katan, they were actually including somebody else. Because if we were just referring to chershet and katan, the Mishnah should have simply said v'im shachtu, and if they shechted, then are the people watching them, then it's kosher. So these words can't be going chershet v'katan, el rather akusi. It must be these words v'kulon sheshachtu is going on akusi. The problem with that is ha'amrit k'sheisrol emir al gabov shachet afil chatchila. You had just said before, meaning Abaye just in the beginning of a statement, that if a yid is watching him, so l'chatchila he's allowed to shecht. But as we brought up at the end of the Mishnah, that if people are watching him, it's okay. We know it's okay l'chatchila from the beginning. So the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha, these words are slightly problematic in Shitas Abaye. Now Rava comes along to ask on this, v'yotzev v'nichas chatchila loy? Really? If a yid's going in and out, l'chatchila, a kusi is not allowed to shecht? V'tanan, we have Mishnah says, ha'minich ha'vikcham chanusai, if a person leaves a non-Jew in his store, v'yisrael yotzev v'nichnas, and a yid's going in and out, mutter, any wine that's in the store is mutter, because we don't have to suspect the guy touched it. So you see that even Yotze v'nichnas is okay. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Hasam mikatani meiniach. Does it say over there that l'chatchila, a yid could leave a guy in the store while he goes in and out? Ha meiniach katani, diyeved. The Mishnah used the lashon of ha meiniach, which is diyeved. The b'diyeved, if there was a guy in the store and the yid was going in and out, the wine over there is okay. But that doesn't mean l'chatchila. So Rabbi says, you're right. Al mehacha. Here's where my question's from. Ein asher mitzarech li'as yoshev mishamer. A person who's guarding wine doesn't have to literally sit there the whole time and guard it to make sure that a guy doesn't touch it. Ella aval pishyotzev nichnas mutter. Rather, even if he just goes in and out, it's still mutter because we don't have to suspect that a guy's going to touch it. And so here we see that l'chatchila yoytzev nichnas is a heter. So that's a question on Abaye. Why does he say yoytzev nichnas is only b'diavad? Ella marava. Therefore, Rava comes along with a third explanation of the Mishnah, which is very similar to Abaye's. Hachi k'tani. This is really what the Mishnah is saying. Hakol shaychtin that everyone's allowed to shecht l'chatchila. Who's that? Everyone, including vafilu kusi. Even a kusi is allowed to shecht l'chatchila. But medvarim room. When is that said? K'shei Yisrael yoytzev nichnas. That's if a yid's going in and out. It's perfectly fine for the kusi to shecht. Aval bom. It's a shachat. However, if a yid walks into a room and he sees that a kusi had just shechted an animal, so then it's not so pashut. So here's where we come to the b'diavad case. Chaytech kazayis basar v'naisin loy. He cuts off a kazayis of meat and he gives it to him. Achloy matalachem shchita asay. If the kusi ate from his own shchita, so then we could eat from his shchita, because again, kusim are very careful about shchita. But loy achloy asalachem shchita asay. If the kusi didn't eat from his own shchita, so then we can't eat from it either. Onto the third part of the Mishnah. Chaz mechar shayt v'katan. Char shayt and katan can't shecht afilu diavad nami loy. Even b'diavad, it's not a kosher shchita. Shami yeshiv v'shami yedusu v'shami yachlidu. Maybe they're over shehiya hadras and chalada. And here once again, we're going to come to the problematic part of our Mishnah. V'kulan sheshachtu ahaya, the last part of the Mishnah of kulan sheshachtu. What's that going on? Ile mechar shayt v'katan. If you want to say it's going char shayt v'katan, well, lakai, it's literally coming off the heels of that statement, and therefore v'im shachtu b'hale, it should simply say, and if they shechted, fill in the blank. But it doesn't say that. It says v'kulam sheshachtu, mashma that we're including somebody else. El rather akusi. You want to say that v'kulan sheshachtu and people are watching them, it's okay. That's going on akusi. Well, Amit, you had just said in the beginning, afil yotzev nichnas shachet lechatchila. Even if someone's just simply going in and out, lechatchila the kusi could shecht. So of course, if the person's standing there watching him, he's allowed to shecht lechatchila. That's a not necessary halacha. The Gemara says, you're right, kasha. That's a good question. On to explanation number four of our Mishnah. Rav Ashi says, hachi k'tani. This is what our Mishnah is teaching. Hakol shaychtin. Everyone's allowed to shecht lechatchila. Who's that coming to include? Vafil Yisrael mummer. Even Yisrael who's a mummer. Now before the censor came along, this word actually used to be meshumed. The basic understanding of this mummer meshumed is a yid who's against Torah and mitzvahs, and there's a particular mitzvah or maybe more than one that he consistently does not keep to, and nonetheless this yid is allowed to shecht. Now we just have to clarify mummer lamai. What is he a mummer in regards to? It must be lechel neveles l'teyavon, that he eats neveles l'teyavon, which means he eats not kosher meat just because it's teyavon. He wants to. It's tasty. In other words, if he has kosher meat available, of course he'll buy the kosher meat. But if there's no kosher meat available, he has absolutely no problem buying the non-kosher meat. And it'd be the same thing with shchita. If he has a perfectly fine, good kosher shchita knife, he will do a good kosher shchita. If he doesn't, though, he's more than happy to shecht it in a not proper way. And where do we get this from? Says Yisrael Mummer Eichon Neveles L'Teyavon. If we have Yisrael Mummer who eats Neveles L'Teyavon, again, it's not Lahaches. He's not doing a dafka to go against Hashem. He just simply eats Nevela when he doesn't have kosher meat. So in this situation, Gimelam and Beza on top, Baitik Sakin V'Naisin Loi, a regular Yid who's not a Mummer, he can check a Shechita knife, make sure it's fine, give it to the Yisrael Mummer, Umotalacham Shechitasai, and Tlachatchila Mutter to eat from this Mummer's Shechita. Now here comes the B'diavid case of a Loi Batak V'Naisin Loi. If a regular Yid did not check a knife and give it to him, so Loi Yishchai, Tlachatchila, he's not allowed to Shecht. Vim Shachat, but if he did Shecht, Baitik Sakin Achrav, then we would have to check the knife right after the Shechita to see what the story is. Nimsa Sakin Yafa, if it turns out that the knife is fine and has no nicks or pigamim, there's no issues with it, Motalacham Shechitasai, so we could eat from his Shechita, Vim Lav, but if not, if the knife wasn't good, then one is not allowed to eat from the shechita, and that's the b'diavad case. Onto the third part of the Mishnah, chutz mechar shayt v'katan, dafil diavad nami loy. Even b'diavad, we can't eat from mechar shayt v'katan shechita. Why not? Shema yishuv shem yidusuv shem yachlidu. Maybe they're over shia dras or chalada. And now onto the fourth and most challenging part of the Mishnah, v'kol sheshachtu ahaya. When the Mishnah says, and all of these, if they shecht and somebody's watching them, it's fine. What's that referring to? Ile mechar shayt v'katan. If it's going mechar shayt v'katan, so we already had this problem. Alakai, it's coming right from that statement. V'im shachtu b'yalei. And so really, the Mishnah should have used lashon of v'im, so it can't be going on that. El rather, you want to say Yisrael mummer. It's going on the case of a mummer. Now here's the challenge with that. If a regular Yisrael had checked the knife and then given it to the mummer, well, ha'amit, you had said in the beginning, the shaychet l'chatchila. The mummer is allowed to l'chatchila shecht. He doesn't have to have somebody standing over him. The El rather must be talking about deloy badak, where the knife wasn't checked beforehand. Well, that's why we still have a problem. Either you say l'sakin l'vdikehashta. If the knife is still here, so check it to see if the knife is good. And we said before, if the knife turns out to be fine, so shechita is also fine. Why does the Mishnah need to say that somebody's standing over him? I mean, let's say the second, if the knife's not here anymore, so then ki achirim roinosai my hava. Just because other people are watching him do the shechita, why should that make a difference? Maybe he was shechting with a problematic knife. Maybe it had a nick in it. It was damaged. And standing over him, watching him, doesn't tell us anything about the knife. A person watching the shechita doesn't know if the knife is okay. So what's standing him over watching him going to help? The Gemara concludes, you're right. Even Rav Ashi, Kasha, this part of the Mishnah is problematic. Now onto our fifth and final explanation of the Mishnah. Ravina Amar Ravina says, Hachi Ketani, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Hakol shechtin, everyone's allowed to shecht. What's the chatchila referring to? Hakol mumchen shechtin, anyone who's a mumche, he's an expert, he's allowed to shecht. And what's the chiddush in that? Mumchen v'afal pi she'ein muchzakin. That's if the person's an expert, even though they're not muchzak. Now what's the difference? So as we're going to see in a moment, mumche means that they know all the halachas, whereas muchzak, Rashi describes as a person whom we have seen shecht 3 times, so we know that he's not going to grow faint or woozy while he's shechting, and the problem with that would be is that that might cause a shihiyah, a pause in the shechita, and also we know that he knows how to skillfully wield a knife when he's shechting, so that would be a mumche, and that's where Ravina is telling us the chiddush of the Reish of the Mishnah is that everyone's allowed to shecht, so that would be a muchzak, and that's where Ravina is telling us the chiddush of the Reish of the Mishnah is that somebody who's a mumche, even though they're not a muchzak, we haven't seen them shecht 3 times in front of us, so we don't know if they're not going to grow faint, and we don't know if they're skillfully know how to wield a knife, still that's perfectly fine. Now we just clarify, but Medrash Rabbah, was that stated, Shiyadim by Shiyadim Loi Mar Hilchos Shechita, that's only that we know that they know how to say Hilchos Shechita, meaning we know this person is an expert in the halachas of Shechita, Aval Ein Yadim by Shiyadim Loi Mar Hilchos Shechita, but if we don't know if this person knows Hilchos Shechita, Loi Yishchait, he's not allowed to shecht. However, Im Shachat, if he did shecht, so then, Bait Kanai Sai, we check him, Im Yadim Loi Mar Hilchos Shechita, if he knows the halachas, Motalachim Shechita, so we could eat from Shechita, Vim Lav, if not, Asalachim Shechita, so we can't eat from Shechita. So that's the Lechatchila and the Bediyavid of the first part of the Mishnah. Then everyone agrees on the following statement, Chos Mecharshet Vakatan, Dafil Diyavin Nami Loi, Acharshet Vakatan, if they shecht, even Bediyavid, it's not kosher, why not? Shami Yeshu, Shami Yeshu, Shami Yachlidu, maybe they're over Shehiya, Dras, or Chalada. And here once again, we come to the fourth and most problematic part of the Mishnah, Vakul Shechtu Ahaya, when it says, Kul Shechtu, and someone's watching them, it's kosher, who's that going on? Ile Mecharshet Vakatan was going on Acharshet Vakatan, well, Allah Kai, it's coming right from that statement, and Vim Shechtu Mubayalay. So the Lashon of the Mishnah should have been Vim Shechtu. El Rath, you want to say, Asha Ein Mumchen, it's going on the case where the person is not a mumche, well, Bait Kanai Sai Sagi. We just clarified before that as long as we check him to make sure that he does know the halachas, so it's a perfectly fine shechita, what's the Oymer al Gabav going to help us? Let's just ask him if he knows halachas. And the answer is, the person's not here anymore for us to check if he knows halachas, so the only thing we could rely on is that there was somebody watching him, and if that person who's watching him says, you know what, he shechted perfectly fine and it was great, so then even though we don't know if that person knows halachas, we say that it's okay, that shechita is fine. Now that's the first version of Ravina. The Ikda Amri, some say the Ravina Amr, this is what Ravina said. Hachiktani, this is what the Mishnah is telling us. Hakol Shechtin, everyone's allowed to Shecht. Hakol Muchzakin Shechtin, everyone who's Muchzak is allowed to Shecht. What's the Chiddush in that? Muchzakin Afopi She'ein Mumchen. That as long as they're Muchzak, even though they're not a Mumche, meaning we don't know if they're 100% expert in all the halachas, but we've seen them Shecht 3 times before, and we know that they're great, they're not going to faint, they know how to handle the knife, and everything works out fine. Now, further clarification, when is that said? Shishachal Fenu Bezigil Pa'amim, that's only if they Shecht in front of us 2 or 3 times, Velinus Aleph, and the person didn't faint, or they didn't grow faint or get woozy, and we know they're going to follow through, and they're not going to be over shehiya in their shechita. Now, here going on to the bidiyeved, avaloy shechel v'nei bezugil pa'amim. If the person had not shechted 2 or 3 times in front of us, so then lo yishchet l'chatchila, he's not allowed to shecht. Shem yisal, if he might faint. However, v'im shachat, if he did shecht, va'amar, and he said, bari li shalinus alafti. I know for sure that I didn't faint, I didn't grow faint, I didn't get woozy, I didn't pause in my shechita. Shechita's ekshir, then shechita's kosher. So that's the l'chatchila in the bidiyeved. And here again, we go into the third part of the mission that everyone agrees to, chutz mecher shayt v'katan, dafil diyeved nami loy. Shem Yeshu, Shem Yidrusu, Shem Yechlidu. And now on to the fourth part of the Mishnah, V'kulon Sheshachtu, Ahaya. When it says Kulon Sheshachtu and somebody's watching them, it's okay. What's that going on? Ile Mecharshet V'katon. That can't be because Allah Kai. It's just coming from that statement. And therefore, V'im Shachtu M'Bayalei. It's just used the Lashon of Im Shachtu. El rather, must be going on Asha'in Muchzakin, on the case where the person is not Muchzak. And that's a situation that if he had somebody watching him, it's Kasher Shechita. And you're going to ask V'al Amrit, but we just said, Bebari Li Sagi, that if the person himself attests, I know for sure that I didn't faint during the Shechita, so it's a Kasher Shechita. Why do we need somebody watching him? And the answer is, the person's not here to ask him, he left already. So then we have to have somebody watching over him, and if that watcher says, I know that the Shechet didn't faint, so we could rely on the Shechita. So here we have our 5 Shitas. Now the Gemara goes through all the different reasons why each one didn't hold like the other. So first the Gemara says, Ravina v'Rav Bar Ula, Ka'abai v'Rav Rav Ashi loy Amri, both Ravina and Rav Bar Ula, which are the last Shita and the first Shita, they don't hold like the 3 middle Shitas, Abai, Rav, and Rav Ashi. Why not? Mishum dekashel hu v'kulon. That's because there's a problem with the last section of the Mishnah, v'kulon. We had concluded Abai, Rav, and Rav Ashi, all with the word kasha, you're right, it's problematic, and only Ravina and Rabba Bar Ula had a good explanation for that last part of the Mishnah. So that's pretty clear why Ravin and Rav Bar Ula don't say like Abaye, Rav, and Rav Ashi. Furthermore, Kulu ki Rav Bar Ula Amri, no one holds like Rav Bar Ula, which is the first Shita. That's what we chazered at the beginning of today's shir. We learned it yesterday. Why don't they hold like him? So if you remember, Rav Bar Ula had explained that what's the chiddush of our Mishnah in the Bidiyavid case? That if a Tamei person shechted kachim and he attests to the fact that he didn't touch it, so Bidiyavid it's kosher. And then we had asked, but that same thing is taught in Maseches Zvachim, so why do we need to teach that here? And there was two answers to that. Either that our Mishnah is really the main source, and that Mishnah Maseches Zvachim is just being taught as an agav, or the other way around, that Mishnah is the main source, and our Mishnah is teaching it as an agav. So here's the reason why everyone doesn't like Rav Bar Ula. The Gemara tells us, l'hach lishna, according to the first Lashon, Dam which had said, hacha ikr, that here is the main Mishnah, well, they would respond to that no, adarabba, hasam ikr, over there it's the main Mishnah, debekachim kai, because that Mishnah is referring to kachim, and the deal we're dealing with has to do with kachim, namely a tamei shechted kachim. So that'll be question number one in his shita. L'hach lishna, according to the second Lashon, Dam which had said, that hasam ikr, actually, there in Zvachim is the main source of the halacha, v'hacha, and just over here, I had done a tamei b'chulin, since our Mishnah taught, a tamei is a lot of shechchun l'chatchila, so tananami tamei muktashin, it also taught as an agav that somebody who's tamei, if he shecht kachim, b'diyavet, it's kosher. Well, the problem with that is, tamei b'chulin, gufele tzrichale. Even the first halacha, that a tamei is a lot of shecht chulin, that's not necessary, meaning it's not a valid halacha. Why is that? Because chun shenas latar as a kodesh, lav ke kodesh damu. Chulin, which is being treated like kodesh, is not considered like kodesh, so it's not even a chiddush to say that somebody who's tamei is a lot of shecht chulin as latar as a kodesh. It's just like regular chulin. And so that's why they don't hold like Rav Bar Ula. Continue to discuss, kula ki Ravina le'amri. None of these shitas hold like Ravina, which remember was the last explanation, and there was two different versions of what Ravina said, so we're going to explain, according to both versions, why nobody holds like him. According to the first Lashon of Ravina, that a mumch is allowed to shecht, but if he's not a mumch, he's not allowed to. Well, the reason why they don't like that is because Rav Mitzvah Eitzel Shechita mumchen hein. Anyway, the majority of people that are going to be involving themselves in Shechita are mumchen, so it's not a chiddush to say that a mumch is allowed to shecht. And according to the second Lashon of Ravina, that somebody who's muchzik is allowed to shecht, if he's not muchzik, he can't shecht. That's also not valid because we're not chayshesh that a person is going to faint. So even though he's not a muchzik, it's still a very far-fetched chashash that the person is going to faint while he's shechting, that we're going to passel his shechita because of it. And that's why nobody likes Ravina's shita. Now discussing the three middle ones, Rava, Lo'amar Kabaye, Rava, who was the third shita, he was the middle of the middle three, he doesn't hold the Kabaye. Why? Kikoshie, because of his kasha. Remember, Rava asked on Abaye, how could you tell me that if a yid is being yotzev and nichnas, that the kusi shechita is only kasher b'diavad? That's not true. It's kasher even l'chatchila. And Abaye, Lo'amar Karava, Abaye doesn't hold like Rava. The reason for that is because the whole proof that Rava brought that Yotzev and Nichnas lechatchila is okay is not relevant in the case of Shechita. Hasam loynoga. Over there, in the case of Yotzev Nichnas, of a Yid watching wine, over there, the non-Jew never touched the wine. So that's why Yotzev Nichnas is okay. But hacha noga. Over here, we're talking about a kusi touching the animal and doing the physical Shechita, so you can't say anything about Yotzev Nichnas in regards to the kusi shechting. That's why Abaye doesn't like Rava. Furthermore, Rav Ashi, Lamar Ketchavayu, Rav Ashi doesn't hold like either of them, because both Abaye and Rava are discussing a kusi doing shechita, and the reason why he doesn't hold like them is because Kasavar kusim geiroye is hain. He holds that kusim aren't real geirim in the first place. They were only geirim because of lions, and so therefore it's a non-starter. Kusim anyway can't shecht. And Abaye Lo'amar Kravashi, Abaye, who's the first of these shitas, doesn't hold like Kravashi. Why not? Because Lo'is Ferele taught Rava. He doesn't hold a Rava shita. Remember, Ravashi was basing himself off of Rava's shita, that a yid, even if he's a mummer, as long as he's only a mummer litte avain, we can trust his shechita. And Abaye simply doesn't hold of that. And now here comes the big question, El Rava, my time of Lo'amar Kishmaitse. Why doesn't Rava hold like himself? In other words, Rav Ashi's shita is based off of what Rava had said regarding a mummer lite avon that he's allowed to shecht. So the question is, why didn't Rava explain the Mishnah like that? Why is he explaining it more like Abaye, that it's talking about a kusi? And the answer is, actually he does. It's just that Lidvarav da Abaye ka'amar. All Rava was saying was a response to Abaye. In other words, he's telling Abaye, Abaye, why are you saying that the Mishnah is referring to a kusi who's shechting and Yid is watching him the whole time? It doesn't have to be like that. It could even be Yotzev Nichnas, Bavalele Svirale. Rava doesn't actually hold of this whole thing of Abaye. He doesn't hold of the whole kusi business. Again, as we just said, he really agrees with Rav Ashi. He was simply showing Abaye how lishi toscha Abaye. Your explanation is not valid. So here we have our five different manda amrim with six different explanations of the Mishnah and real clarity on why each of them doesn't hold like the other one. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.